football and basketball along the way, and some special goodies for halftime, too, on football, of course, as we cover all the sports. We are set for the home opener, and it's the season opener as well. A lot of, the AD was probably pretty well stressed out about this opening game, Marty. It was supposed to be a team from way up north, and we get a team from way down south. So that was interesting, I'm sure.
Yeah, a little swap in the schedule, and certainly a last-minute swap just a couple of weeks ago that happened. Lincoln High School, who we played in the opening game a year ago, switched to eight-man football, and they did it right before the start of fall sports season. So canceled their season, so left us without a game. And thankfully, Mountain View, Arkansas, had a similar event happen in their neck of the woods, so they needed a game as well. So we were able to scramble together and pick up a game. So the Bears will play the Mountain View, Arkansas Yellow Jackets tonight. They are blue and yellow, and they've made the, 2-hour trip up to Willow Springs to play some football tonight.
I've been to Mountain View, Arkansas.
They've got music,
twice.
A music fest there, right?
I've been to a cave down there.
Wow.
There's a cave that's pretty neat to go into, and I've been down there. But anyway, it is a long drive for Mountain View, Arkansas, and it's an out-of-state team. We don't know much about them, but it's Arkansas football, so if you that in itself just leads to the fact that they play pretty good football down in that part of the world.
They were 4-6 last year. Talking to Coach Swallum a little bit today, said they had a really good quarterback. They like to throw the ball a lot. Looks like to him on tape anyway, a senior quarterback, and he'll throw the ball and run a little bit. And they've also got a speedster in number one, Ladd Cook. So he will be a guy to keep an eye on, another senior. So if you've got some senior skill position players that have been doing this for a few years, that usually leads to good things for your program. So 4-6 last year, and I think they'll be a tough opponent tonight for the Bears. And you mentioned the 2025 season. This is the 100th season of Bear football. So this is game one of the 100th season of Willow Springs Bear football. And in a couple of weeks at the Kabul game, Kabul will come here, and that'll be a big celebration. And they'll bring back some past legends and coaches from the past to celebrate 100 years of Bear football, and that'll come up in a couple of weeks.
Okay. 100 years of Bear football, and we've had a lot of there's been a lot of good football teams and been several bad football teams, too, to be honest with you.
In the recent years, for
but,
sure.
Anyway, the football is a tradition here, and the Bears are trying to get back into that. Really, it seems like in the South Central Association Conference and South Central Missouri as a whole, there is two echelons that you're either in the upper echelon or you're in the lower echelon. And the Bears have been down there in that lower echelon for several years now. And that's a goal of theirs, to get back up into that upper echelon. And when I talk about that, I'm talking about your Mountain Groves, your Avas, your Thayers, your Liberties. Those are the top four. You know, usually they... Houston gets in there once in a while, but the rest of the teams usually kind of play up to the level of a Mountain Grove, say. And I think Mountain Grove this year is probably one of the best teams in the state. They just loaded, absolutely loaded. So the Bears trying to get back in there and trying to develop a program here, and Coach Swallum doing a good job of that.
Things progressing, at least in the wins and loss column. A couple years ago, 0-10. Bears were 2-8 last year, so you'd like to see... You know, as far
progress.
As goals this year, you just want to see some more progress and maybe pick up 3 or 4 wins this year. Certainly, the early part of the schedule is where you want to get as many wins as you can. We don't know anything really about this Mountain View team. Next week, the Bears will travel to Pleasant Hope. That would be a game that you think the Bears should win. And then in 2 weeks, when Kabul comes to town, that's another winnable game. At least on paper, for the Bears in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you can listen live at OzarkRadioNews.com. If you're traveling and you lose the signal, you can always get the broadcast online at OzarkRadioNews.com. If you are on your home living room station, you can also turn on your TV and watch the game. Just go to YouTube and search for Willow Bears, Bear Media Productions. We'll be broadcasting the game as well, and you can listen to us, or you can listen to Grady Frigga and Bo Wilson, as they'll be doing the game for Bear Media Productions tonight. And as Larry mentioned, don't forget, we'll have our fall sports focus at halftime. A little bit of a shorter focus, this being the first game of the year and really the first contest of the year. Both football and volleyball have had jamborees, but, well, tennis is playing today as well in a tournament in Joplin, but otherwise next week things will really get started. Mountain View won the toss. They deferred to the second half, and the Bears will receive the kick to start the game, and we're just about ready to kick off the 2025 football season. We didn't get a chance to go over other games tonight, but this is a non-conference week. Mountain Grove's at Fairgrove, Buffalo's at Ava, Liberty at Stratford, El Dorado Springs at Kabul. Mountain Home is at West Plains. Coach Harry is coming to Howell County tonight. Pierce City is at Houston. Thayer is at Highland, Arkansas, and St. James is at Salem. And that's your rundown of your area teams, and we'll have some scores to pass along as we go through the evening. I'm sure Liberty is over on the Fox 96.9. Curtis Ballou has the call for the Houston Tigers tonight as well, I believe. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Seems like this is slow getting underway here. They've huddled on the field for 5 minutes. Finally, the Mountain View Yellow Jackets have brought their whole team onto the field. So I think we're just about ready to get this non-conference contest underway against foes that really don't know one another at all. So this could be an interesting game. Hopefully it will be, and we'll try to make it as entertaining as possible for you along the way.
Kicker is number 3, Tyler Newton, a senior for the Yellow Jackets. They've got a lot of seniors on this team.
Well, that doesn't bode well, does it?
Football IQ is important, especially early in the year. Bears have a little hype around their season and hopefully getting it off to a good start. They'll have the ball first. Back deep to return is John Baugh for the Bears. John has made some highlight reel plays over the last couple of years at receiver, and he'll be back deep to return. Guys back there with him.
John Baugh has played since his freshman year. He has played on the varsity. Here's the kick.
Ball over
in, going deep. Ball's got it at the 5, 10, 15, 20. Looking upfield. Now he cuts outside and gets hit at the 22-yard line. And they just keep hanging on and driving back to about the 17. But they give him his forward progress. He should be out over the 20-yard line.
Bears wearing their maroon uniforms, the white helmets, the Yellow Jackets, blue pants, white jerseys, blue helmets, and they've got yellow socks, and some of them have yellow shoes, and that's already going to be a problem, as I keep thinking a flag is being thrown on that kick return. So you'll have to watch for the yellow flags. Caden Lee, the sophomore quarterback, will start for the Bears.
Bears break the huddle, come up to the 21-yard line. That's where you mark the line of scrimmage, right at the 21. One back in there with Lee as he's out of the shotgun formation. The sophomore gets the snap, hands off to the running back who goes wing around the left side, gets a little opening over 25, 30, and up to about the 37-yard line, but Marty called the flag, so it's probably a hold. Could be.
19-yard line is where the hold would be if that's what it is, and that would move the Bears back on a good run to start the game. Galloway, Jeremiah Galloway, got the ball. He's got some speed and was able to turn the corner, but I'm afraid it's probably coming back.
Yeah, official, the man in the white hat's over here to tell us it is against the Bears. So we'll start this game again. One play, and it looked good. Galloway carrying the ball, but they're taking the ball back half the distance to the goal.
That'll be on the 11, so not quite back to the 10.
10-yard penalty holding against the Bears. First and 20 for the Bears. Now from their own 11-yard line, Lee gets the snap, throws over the middle, got a man open, complete, but it's short yardage up to about the 16-yard line.
About a 5-yard gain as Lee is number 4. We don't have a number 4. They're going to say incomplete.
McCune is 4, isn't he?
They've got McCune listed as 3 in the program.
Okay.
Epperly is what Chris Rutledge, our public address announcer,
said. That's a lineman, isn't it?
Well, anyway, it's second down and 20 for the Bears from their own 11. Mountain View gets caught shifting players, and they run right up the middle and get a couple of yards on the play.
Anthony Shortridge, the sophomore running back, got a yard, and that's, well, we'll give him two on the stretch.
Got up to about the 13-yard line. It'll be third down and 18 yards to go for the Bears. They got to get up to the 31-yard line, so a bit of a hole here. Need a big play. They sprung one on the opening play, but got called for holding, so it'll be third and 18 for the Bears. Lee out of the shotgun. Long count. Gets
movement. I think it's on the Bears. And it was a false start on the Bears, so 15 yards and penalties on the first drive for the Bears, and it will be third and about 23.
Third and 23, yeah. I'll take the ball back inside the 10-yard line all the way. Whoa, that's more than 5 yards.
Up to the six. Yeah, it was.
It was at the 13. I think that's a bad spot. Bad spot by the officials. Nobody's calling attention to it but me, so here we go. Third down and 25 for the Bears from their own 6-yard line. Don't want to turn it over here. Lee in trouble. Now comes out of the pocket, gets a little running room up the near sideline, 20, 25, and short of a first down. But it'll be fourth down. But a good run.
Good run by Lee as he broke out of the pocket and was able to dance on that near sideline and keep it inbounds and got really close to a first down. And here's a gutsy quick call here for Coach Swallum. He's going to go for it.
Fourth down and short for the Bears at the 29-yard line.
Whistles blow.
Mountain View is off sides, but we'll see if they were drawn off or not.
The official blew his whistle, said it's an official timeout. Now they're ready to go. So they weren't going to let the Bears rush this through. And
Okay. Now
the Bears will see if they stagger the count or just run this.
Lee under center.
Fumbled it.
Fumbled the football, and that's going to result in a Mountain View football as a turnover on the Bears. That was unfortunate, too. I think they would have had the first down had they not fumbled it. But Lee fumbled the snap, and the Mountain View Yellow Jackets will take over at the Bear 30-yard line. So big gamble there, but didn't pay off for the Bears.
I think it would have. I think he would have got it, but like you said, the fumble. Lee did hang on to it, but the Yellow Jackets will have it. Their big senior quarterback will come in.
Long at quarterback, has 5 wide receivers. He throws to the near side.
Caught.
And it's complete inside the 5-yard line. So a big 25-yard pickup there on first down for Long.
Long Cook. Is a tall, long guy. Yeah. He's got the wingspan and put that right where he needed to. And
he got his favorite guy, too, Long. The speedster that we've heard about.
Cook,
right. Cook to Long. Long to Cook. That's what it was. First and goal for Mountain View. This is Arkansas we're playing here. Out of the shotgun. Quarterback keeps the snap. And rolling, he is short of the goal line. Got tackled there. Good tackle by the Bears at the 1.
They moved Cook into the quarterback position, so it was a direct snap to the speedster Cook. And a good closing tackle by the Bears to keep him out of the end zone, but second down and goal, and the Yellow Jackets are 2 yards away.
Yeah, put that on the, inside the 2-yard line. So short yardage situation after the turnover for the Yellow Jackets. Long, a quarterback, gets the snap, hands off. That's a touchdown for Mountain View.
Braden Clark, senior running back, takes it in from 2 yards out, and with 9:42. To go in the first quarter, Mountain View. Arkansas breaks on top 6-0.
Unfortunate chain of events there for the Bears as they had it fourth down, less than a yard to go, went for it and fumbled the snap, and wow, that just turned everything around. The Yellow Jackets took 3 plays to get into the end zone then from the Bear 30-yard line. Try for the extra point. Kick is up. And it's good. So with 9:42 left to go in the first quarter, it is Mountain View, Arkansas 7, Willow Springs, Missouri 0. You'll be back for the Mountain View kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And we're back. Kickoff by the Mountain View Yellow Jackets, taken by John Ball at the 10-yard line. John did a good job that time, Marty, rolling right up the middle behind his blockers. Didn't try to do anything cute there. Went right up the middle and got all the way to the 41-yard line.
Good blocking by the special teams unit, and the Bears have decent field position. And try to put together a little drive here to answer Mountain View's opening kickoff.
Well, just need to calm down a little bit, quit using the penalty. They had the penalties, then the fumble, so maybe they got that out of their system. First and 10 for the Bears. Lee at quarterback gets the snap. Fakes the throw, now does throw to the near side, and it's caught for almost a first down.
It may be a first down.
Over the 50-yard line.
Galloway, the receiver, Jeremiah Galloway, got close.
They're going to give it to him, yeah. I think they're going to get it.
And it is a first down.
First to 10 Bears at the Yellow Jackets 48-yard line. Lee to Galloway. Caden Lee, sophomore quarterback for the Bears. He started as a freshman as well. Gets the snap, takes the handoff, does give it to Galloway. Galloway turning the corner.
Good tackle.
And a good tackle brings it down about the 45-yard line. Let's see where they spot the ball. I don't think it's going to be to the 45. It's going to be the 47, so that's only a one-yard gain on the play. Second down and 9. Almost 9 minutes left to go. First quarter, Mountain View leading 7-0. Lee keeps two backs in there with him this time. Second down and 9. The snap and
throw
complete. And the receiver gets down inside the 40, close to another first down.
McCune, the receiver, stretched a little bit at the end and got close to a first down, but I'm not sure they're going to give it to him.
I think it's going to be a little short.
About half a yard for the Bears in Mountain View territory.
Bears trying a little hurry-up offense here as they get up to the line of scrimmage quickly on third and short. There's the snap and the handoff to the running back. He's got
Shortridge.
The first down. Shortridge gets inside the 35. Before he is brought down. So that's the first down for the Bears, their second on this drive.
Bears running quickly, and it seems to be working here in the early going. It's putting together a drive with a couple of first downs.
Spot the ball right at the 35-yard line. Notice that the football is just right there on the 35. In Yellow Jacket territory, Bears have a first and 10. Caden Lee, shotgun formation, wants to throw, got a man open, got him at the 30, down to the 26-yard line. Nice pickup on the play.
That's Epperly, number 4, and he did a great job at the end of that catch.
He hung on to
the ball and lit the defensive back up a little bit for an extra couple yards, to a 9-yard pass and catch from Lee to Epperly.
Hurry up offense, second and short for the Bears. Lee gets the snap, looks long, got a man down there, but it is
Galloway.
Galloway got it inside the 20, down to about the 15-yard line. Another first down for the Bears. So the Bears have a little something cooking in the air this time, this year so far.
4 for 4 on this drive. Little short passes, getting it to the skill guys.
First and 10 for the Bears at the Yellow Jacket 15. Bears down by 7. Lee wants to throw, now pulls it in and wants to run. He's going to run, cut the corner at 10. 5. Touchdown! Caden Lee of the Bears.
From 15 yards out, Caden Lee uses his leg. And the Bears are on the board on their second drive of the season.
Makes it 7-6 now. Bears get back in it. Well, they got rid of some of that juice things. Some of the ugly stuff they were doing in the first drive, and just this one put together with perfection. So the Bears will attempt to tie it up here with an extra point kick and send this game to
go
the
for
tie.
Two.
They're going for two instead, and they're in. 2-point conversion is good.
Brady James, or no, I'm sorry, Christopher McCune takes it in on the fake point after attempt.
Good fake. 6:58 remaining, or 59 remaining in the first quarter, and the Bears take a lead here, 8-7. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Welcome back to Bear Football on KUKU. 6:59 left to go in the first quarter. Bears have taken an 8-7 lead on a two-point conversion. Kick by the Bears is a short one, covered by Mountain View at about the 40-yard line in Mountain View territory. So that's where the Yellow Jackets will put it in play, first and 10.
Swift kick, looked by design, kind of a line drive and caught by Mountain View, and he went to a knee immediately at the 37-yard line. So the Yellow Jackets will take over at their own 37, trailing by one as the Bears answered Mountain View's opening touchdown. Caden Lee with a 15-yard TD for the Bears, and a two-point conversion has put the Bears up by one.
Long at quarterback for the Yellow Jackets. He's got five wide receivers. Takes the snap, goes to the far side of the field. They've got him set up over there. Completes it for about a 8 or 9 yard gain, up to the 46-yard line. Had him bunched over there. He had about three receivers. He just picked out the one behind and let the other two block, and worked to perfection for the Yellow Jackets as they pick up eight there, and it'll be second down and two.
Well executed. It's a bigger team, I think, than the Bears. The Yellow Jackets have some size, and it starts with their big quarterback.
It does. Long on second down and two. Gets the snap. Hands off to his running back this time, and there's nowhere to go. About maybe a yard gain on the play, but Bears defense did a good job stopping the run.
Number 45 is Caden Mannon, another senior for the Yellow Jackets, but no gain. Bear defensive line did a nice job stopping that, and now it's a third and two.
Big third down play here for Bear defense. As we're underway in the first season opener for the Bears and the Yellow Jackets from Arkansas. Long, out of the shotgun, gets a man in motion back behind him. Fakes to him, now gives it to him, and lets him go with it. Bears miss a tackle there, and they do get him, but he got a first and 10. There was a chance to deny him the first down, Marty, and the Bear just missed a tackle.
That speed, too. He was so fast coming out of the backfield. That's Cook.
Picked up 5 yards on the play to the 50. It'll be first and 10 for Mountain View, Arkansas.
Coach Swalm telling us that Galloway might be the only guy that the Bears have that can run down Cook if he gets loose.
From midfield, Long has a back in there with him. Now the back comes to the near side. He's got trips on this side and two on the other side. Man in motion, second motion man gets the ball. And Bears playing good defense on the run. They nailed the running back right at the line of scrimmage.
That's Mannon again, and the Bears have his number so far. It's Cook. We don't want to see the ball in his hand. But Mannon, they've been able to bottle up, and just a one-yard gain. So it's second and nine for the Jackets.
They are in Bear territory at the 49.
5:15 to go first quarter. Bears leading 8-7. In the opening week of high school football, West Plains and Mountain Home tied at 7 apiece in the south part of the county.
Long has five wideouts. Back there in the shotgun, man in motion near side.
Keep it.
Long keeps, and he's got about eight on the play down to the Bear 42-yard line. So, nice pickup there on a quarterback keeper. Bears were all covering the outside players, and Long just took it up the middle for nice gain on
uses that big body, and I could see where Mountain View is going to be tough to stop in a short yardage situation if they've got him back there.
Third down and a yard to go from the Bear 41-yard line. Long gets the snap, wants to throw, and he completes it to the far side of the field.
Good.
First down to the Bear 30-yard line. That's
flag came in late. The Bears finished the tackle, but it might be after the whistle. So there may be some yardage tacked on to the end of what was a 12-yard catch by Cook.
Probably be a 15-yarder, and that'll take it down inside the 20 to the 15-yard line.
Long is a perfect 3 for 3 for 45 yards here in the first quarter.
Officials are discussing it. We're going to get the call from the white hat. She comes over for
time to make a signal for personal foul. They're going to move the football. And
yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So the half the distance, actually, it'll take it to the 15 and a half, something like that. So that's where they're going. Well, they're actually going to put it inside at the 15, right at the 15. So the Yellow Jackets have been moving the ball on the Bears pretty much at ease, at will. Long, back there, quarterback gets the snap. Hands off to the running back, who back takes a back step. Cook turns the corner.
Flag.
Down inside the 10-yard line.
Multiple flags down.
Well,
that would be holding, I would guess, at the 10.
There's one back here at the 15, too. There's a flag.
This would be Mountain View's first penalty if it is on the Yellow Jackets. Bears have had three.
Yeah, it's going to be
a hold on the Yellow Jackets. They finally get into the penalty column. 10-yard penalty negates a good run. And you really didn't need any help if your Mountain View coaching staff, you're kind of shaking your head on that when Cook was doing everything he needed. He didn't need the help.
Actually, the line of scrimmage is the 20, so it's first and 15. The hold was at the 10. Right as the end of the play. So first and 15 for Long and the Yellow Jackets. The snap goes to Long. He's drifting back to throw, pitches it up there, incomplete.
Good pursuit by the Bears. They made Long throw it a little earlier than he wanted to, and when he did finally get rid of it, it was too high for the intended receiver, Elijah Roberts, on the pursuit for the Bears, and that is the first incompletion by Cook tonight.
Stops the clock with 3:54 left to go in the first quarter. Again, Bears up by a single point, 8-7 here in this first quarter. The Jackets have been moving the ball whenever they go on offense. Second down and 15 here because of the penalty and the incompletion. Long keeps the back end with him this time, but has the spread offense with four wide receivers, two on each side of him. Puts a man in motion next to him, fades back to throw. He's a left-hander, and he throws a little screen pass, and the Bears get him tackle him for about a 5-yard gain on the play as he completes the pass, but it didn't go for as much as I'm sure the Yellow Jackets wanted there.
Yeah, you hate to give up anything in a completion, but Cook in space is scary, and the Bears were able to contain him. They had two guys in front of him as soon as he caught the ball and able to wrap him up pretty quickly. That's a guy that you can't allow to have any kind of space, or he's going to get more than 5 yards.
4-yard gain on that play, be third down and 11 for the Yellow Jackets. Long at quarterback, gets the snap, and he goes in zone, and it is leaping grab
caught
complete for a touchdown for the Mountain View.
Tyler Newton had his man beat, and he had the height. Perfectly thrown ball by Long. He just threw it over the Bear defensive back, which was Ball, I believe.
He threw it to the corner of the end zone, and that's where the player was. And it was an easy pitch and catch for the Yellow Jackets, who take a 13-8 lead now over the Bears with 3:05 left to go.
A muff snap block, actually, on the point after attempt. It was a quick one. And so the Bears block the point after, and Mountain View will have to settle for 6, and they lead it 13-8. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains, new beginnings, endless possibilities.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
3 minutes, 5 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Yellow Jackets from Mountain View, Arkansas, leading the Bears 13-8. And the Yellow Jackets to kick off from the 40-yard line. Kick is in the air, high and deep. Might let that go, ball, but he picks it up at the 5. 20. 25 and down at the 29-yard line.
Black comes in at the end. I think Meg got some of Ball's face mask at the end of that run. And I think probably a good decision by Ball. It hit hard at about the 5 and bounced up, and I don't know that it would have made it into the end zone. So
yeah.
He was in a tough spot.
Yeah,
where
it was.
Obviously, if he made it out to the 27, it's a good return. But
it's a live ball, too,
yeah.
And you got to consider that when it's a kickoff. And here's the call coming from the man in the white hat of the officiating crew.
Face mask.
Personal foul, Mountain View. So that'll be a 15-yard penalty tacked on to the return. And that'll take the ball out to the 44-yard line, and the Bears will have good field position to start their third possession of the night.
But an entertaining first quarter. We've had 3 touchdowns and a pretty evenly matched game. Honestly, neither team doing a tremendous job of defense to start, but both offenses showing a little something here in the first quarter. Bears back out there. We'll see if they keep the tempo game that they had on their second drive of the night. Mountain Home leads West Plains 14-7 now. Liberty leading Stratford 6-0 along the Ozark Radio Network. Taking a little extra time to get switching out footballs and personnel and everybody else.
Lee at quarterback, and I think we're ready to go now with the spread offense. Lee keeps the back in there with him. First and 10 for the Bears from the 44. They run it up the middle, not much there. About a yard gain for the Bears, and that's it.
Shortridge, fullback, that was just a hitter right up the middle, and Mountain View bottled it up and gave him a good spot.
Yeah,
two yards. Yeah. I gave him 1, but we'll scratch that out and give Anthony an extra bonus yard there. 3 carries, 9 yards for Shortridge in the first quarter.
Second down and 8 for the Bears from the 46-yard line. Lee out of the gun, keeps 2 backs in there with him, fakes the handoff, throws over the middle. Got his man, and he escaped the first defender and got a first down out of it inside the 45 down to the 43-yard line. So, nice catch.
Well, it was after the catch. He caught it and then got hit hard. And not only did he hang on to the ball,
he made 5 extra yards.
Yep. So, another 10-yard pass play, Lee to McCune.
First and 10 for the Bears from the Jacket 43. Lee at quarterback. Over the middle, takes his time and gets his man at the 40. And he's down about the 38-yard line, maybe 37.
That's Epperly again. Listed as 81, but he is wearing number 4. And that's a 7-yard pickup on the pass play.
Again, a good spot by the official. Gets good yardage for the Bears. They're at the Yellow Jacket 36-yard line. They got about 3 yards to go for another first down. So second down and 3 for the Bears, who continue to move the ball against this Yellow Jacket defense.
Belemus is first pass. Since then, he's 6 for 6.
3 wideouts to the far side of the field for Lee. Second down and 3. He wants to go that way. He rolls to his left. Flags go down. That's usually holding. First down for Lee, but I'm guessing that's coming back.
Yeah, it's a hold on the Bears. The flag is at the 39.
That's really
hard. That might be about a net 13-yard penalty. The 4th penalty of the quarter for the Bears. And you would expect some additional penalties on the first game of the year, but certainly been harmful to the Bears here in the first quarter. 4 penalties for 40 yards.
1:11 left to go in the first quarter. Yellow Jackets leading Bears 13-8. So the Bears on second down, and they had second three. Now it'll be second and 13. Take the ball back to the 46. And they've got to get down to the 34-yard line. Or 33. So, anyway, second down and long for the Bears. Lee, out of the shotgun, snaps, throws quickly over the middle, got his man.
Whistles blew right at the snap, so could be it's a
false
procedure
start.
Penalty on the Bears.
Oh,
so another penalty, and Willow is shooting themselves in the foot on this drive, going backwards.
Well,
Lee completed they're executing, but not, but you can't hold and you can't move early and all those little football things that you got to do right.
Second down now, and about 18 yards to go for a first down for the Bears. They're back in their own territory now. Lee in shotgun. Got three wideouts, four wideouts actually. Looking to throw. He's being harassed back there at the 40. Now he uncorks it out of bounds, so just an incomplete pass by design at the end of that play because there was nobody for Lee to throw it to. And that really, you got to give that to the Mountain View defense for harassing the quarterback that time.
They decided to send some pressure on Lee and try to make him, try to flush him and get him out of the pocket. And nothing else Caden could do there and did the right thing by throwing it out of bounds.
So it's third down and 18. Inside of a minute left to go here in the first quarter. The Bears at their own 49, got to get down to the Yellow Jacket 33-yard line. Third down and long. Lee gets the snap, wants to throw. They rush him. Bears complete the pass, and the catch is made, and good gain on the play of about 12 or 11.
Not quite that much.
Enough for a first down. Way short of a first down. In fact,
about 8.
Fourth and 11. For the Bears. Inside the 45, they're at the 44. Yeah, you're right. It's about a 6-yard gain on the play. 7-yard. Fourth down, Bears go punt.
Showing punt. Brady
right.
Scarborough back to punt for the Bears. We'll see if Mountain View drops Cook back there. He would be a dangerous return man.
Bears didn't have enough players on the field.
And that is the guy back to return for the Yellow Jackets, so look out. And now Coach Vaughn has to burn a timeout because of personnel issues on the field. So we'll take a timeout as well with 9 seconds to go in the first quarter. Mountain View, Arkansas, leading Willow 13-8. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. We have a huge selection of Buick SUVs in stock. Buick Encore GX, Buick Envista, Buick Envision, and the all-new 2025 Buick Enclave. The best discounts, the best selection, the best price. And, hey, we are Howe County's only Buick dealer within 100 miles of any direction.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Scarborough kicking the football on the punt. Nice job of punting the ball, really. Put it where the Yellow Jackets couldn't catch it. And then it took a nice bear roll all the way down inside the 10-yard line to the 5. So that is the end of the first quarter of play with the score Mountain View, Arkansas 13, Willow Springs 8. Well, Sean, we're going to keep you busy. Right back to Sean for another time away. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Okay. We're back to start the second quarter at Polinski Field on. All right. Well, I don't know. We're back. We're getting some feedback.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's kind of coming and going here. So we think we're on.
Live for everything.
We think
right?
We're on. Yeah, it's opening night for us, too. So second quarter about to get underway here at Polinski Field, and the Bears and Mountain View Yellow Jackets. Yellow Jackets have it first and 10 at their own 9 as we start the second quarter. They lead by 5, 13-8. Long is their quarterback. He puts a man in motion, gives the motion man the ball. He's got blockers in front of him, and he gets about 10 on the play. Finally run out of bounds and hit the yard marker over there, the downs marker. So that ought to be a first down if he – he may have been out of bounds before he hit that, but no, he wasn't. They moved the chains.
So 10-yard gain for Cook. Only the third time he's just had a straight carry in this game. They get him involved in the offense a lot.
So we're just underway, second quarter, first and 10 from the 19. Handoff coming to the near side this time. And
fumble
on the play. The Bears.
Oh, they had it and they lost it. They maybe got it back. Yes, they did.
Okay.
Mercy. First guy didn't get it, but Braden Riggs came in to bail the Bears out. He falls on it, and Willow takes over at the 14-yard line of Mountain View in an official timeout. The Yellow Jackets have a man down on the field. It was man in the ball carrier, and he was cutting back to the near side and lost the handle on the ball, and it went behind him, and the Bears were right there to fall on it, and that's a huge momentum change, and the Yellow Jacket is grabbing his hamstring area here right in front of the Bear team on the near sideline, and doctors are going to come over and take a look, and we will take a you want to take a break?
No,
this is one that's, I don't think it's going to last very long.
I don't think it is either.
But he is laying down, and people are.
We'll take a 30.
Yeah, we'll take a 30-second time away, Sean, and come right back. The Bears will have the ball deep in Mountain View territory when we come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
So you bought the Chevy Trail Boss for the farm, but somehow her coffee's in the cup holder, and the seat's set just right for her. And now she's taking it on her shopping trip. Guess whose truck it is now? Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey, personally inviting you to come to Bailey Chevy GMC to find your new truck today.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Okay, we're back at 11:40 left to go in the first half. The Mountain View, the Yellow Jacket being assisted off the field. He's got a leg issue of some sort, but he's getting out of there after the fumble. The Bears recover, and it's great field position for the Bears here on the fumble. They get the ball at the Yellow Jacket 14-yard line to start this series.
Noah Davis, the Yellow Jacket being helped off the field, wide receiver, and junior for the Yellow Jackets. He's made it over to the Yellow Jackets sideline. Quick score update. Bear leads 7-0 over Highland at the end of the first quarter. We'll have all your score updates and the fall sports focus coming up at halftime. Bears have it in the red zone, first and 10.
Lee at quarterback gets the snap, wants to throw.
Boy, that worked
got him.
Beautifully for Yellow Jackets.
Yep. Lost about 8 yards on the play, maybe nine. Takes it back to the 23. Second down and long for the Bears. They're catching on, the Yellow Jacket defense, a little bit.
Trying to put pressure on Lee, and Caden had no chance on that play to really do anything with it. He's got the legs, but he had four guys surrounding him.
Second down long for the Bears inside their own 20, or inside the Yellow Jacket 25 at the 23-yard line.
They've got to get it down to the four for a first down.
Two backs in there with Lee. Lee cuts to the outside, and down the middle he goes and gets it down to about the 15-yard line. Gained him, got back just about what he'd lost on the previous play. So it'll be third down and about 10 for the Bears, or maybe 11.
Just a designed run for Lee the right side.
Outside the 15 now, so they've still got third and long for the Bears here, and they have that great field position. But Lee hasn't had time to throw on this series yet on the first two downs.
Obviously in four down territory here.
Oh, yeah. Lee keeps two backs in there with him now on third down. Gets the snap. Wants to throw. Does. Up the middle. Got his man inside the 15 down to about the 11, but that's still well short of the first down. So it'll be fourth. And flags go down. Oh, all kinds of flags.
After the play, so that's going to be personal fouls. See who the guilty party is, who got caught last in the scrum at the end of that play. McCune with the catch. They didn't move the sticks, but you know, figure out these penalties first. It was about a four-yard catch from Lee to McCune, or ball, rather.
Multiple penalties on the play. Against Mountain View.
There's one, but I don't know that he's done yet.
I don't know either.
Maybe he is.
He turned and went back, so I'm thinking the penalty is a half the distance to the goal.
Penalty.
I don't know. That's not an automatic first down, though.
Bears would have had it about fourth and seven. It's now
fourth and two.
Yeah.
Ball is at the six-yard line of Mountain View after the penalty. Half the distance to the goal. No first down. Are we wrong on the downs?
They've got it as third down, but that should be fourth down if it happened after the play, unless they're saying it. No, it should be fourth down.
I think it should be fourth down. I'm a little confused here.
I don't know why it wouldn't be.
I would say third down if that's what we're going to get.
Anyway, here we go.
They're going with it.
I say
Lee, quarterback, gets the snap, rolls to his right, had some running room, but now he just throws it in the end zone for a touchdown.
It doesn't matter what down it was.
That don't matter. It's 6 points for the Bears.
Epperly in the back of the end zone. And the Bears strike back after the fumble, set him up in good field position, a couple of miscues and some penalties, but also the penalty helped him out there. And Caden Lee gets the Bears back into the end zone and back into the lead.
I'm still a little mystified on the down, but it matters little. matters not at
not all.
So the extra point try coming up. Bears regain the lead, nevertheless. But they're going to show that they're going to kick it. Last time they faked the kick and ran it in for two. This time the ball is down, the kick is up, and it is... good. So with 9:49 left to go in the first half, it's the Willow Springs Bears 15, the Mountain View Yellow Jackets 13. We'll be back in 60 seconds for the Bear kickoff. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Monarch Realty. Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent
Robert
Powell.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU
100.3. 9:49 left to go in the first half. Bears with a two-point lead now, 15-13 over the Yellow Jackets from Mountain View, Arkansas. Bears to kick it off, and our kicker is Noah Wake. Wake is teed the ball up at the 40-yard line, gets a pretty nice kick into it, taken at the 25 by the Yellow Jackets, up to the 31 and down. Good coverage there by the Bears.
Cook with the return, but the Bears had him hemmed in early, and just scary whenever that guy touches the ball. But
they've got Cook's number. They know that guy. He's everybody's favorite target as far as Mountain View is concerned. He's a speedster, senior, got a senior quarterback to throw to him, and he's good. All right, first and 10 to the Yellow Jackets from the 31-yard line. Long gets the snap of the football, hands off to the running back on the crossing play, and he gets about 5 on the play, maybe 4, up to the 35.
That's number 16, Logan Hockenberry, junior, and kind of tough to bring down as the Bears had him stood up at the line of scrimmage, but he still picked up 4 yards. Hockenberry.
That's up to the 35-yard line, second down and 6 for Mountain View. Only 4 wide receivers this time. Man in motion comes to the near side as the long keeps the ball.
Nice job.
And the Bears do a good job.
Good pursuit by the Bears, and it's Braden Scarborough that had him from behind.
No gain.
Good pursuit, no gain on the play by Long.
Third and 6. And now it's Cook time for Mountain View, Arkansas.
The Bears defense has not stopped Mountain View's offense other than the turnover. They'll try to do it right here on third and long.
Third and 6. Long is your quarterback. 4 wide receivers. Gets a snap. He wants to throw. He rushed a little bit and still has
dropped.
Should have been caught.
Yeah. Cole Gray. It was a little low thrown. Gray had to go down to the ground to get it, but he had it in his hands and dropped it
at
the 50-yard line.
And the Bears had a little pressure on Long that time. And
yes,
that's
they
the
did.
First time that had happened.
They forced him out of the pocket, put him on the run. And now a fourth and long, and you would think Mountain View would be punting here.
At their own 35-yard line, you'd think so.
In high school football,
never know.
You can take nothing for granted.
Never know.
And they're showing like they may go for it.
They're
now they're going to draw back to do one of those.
Long's going to punt. This is a short punt. Bears weren't ready for it, though, so it's over their head and takes a nice Yellow Jacket roll down to the 20-yard line of the Bears. That's where the Bears will put it in play. First and 10 with 8:13 left to go in the first half. Bears leading the Yellow Jackets 15-13.
Tip of your cap to the Bear defense. Scott, Mountain View off the field on a 3-and-out.
Yeah,
first time they've been able to do that here in the half, and now have the ball back with the lead. And after the Bears did not score their first possession, they've scored the last 2. So momentum favoring Willow here with 8:13 to go in the second quarter, leading by 2.
Bears have the ball at the 20-yard line, their own territory. Lee at quarterback gets the snap, wants to throw. He's going deep, a little overthrown.
Trying to get John Baugh in the flat, and Baugh was sandwiched between a couple of Yellow Jackets, and it would have been a tough ball to catch even if it was right on the money. So
yeah,
overthrown, but no real harm done there as the Bears went for a deep one.
Just a loss of downs. Second down and 10 for the Bears at their own 20, leading by 2 here in nearing the midway point of the second quarter. Leap shows 4 wide receivers. He keeps the back end with him. On second and long, wants to throw again. This time it's quick and over the middle. It's complete. Gets about five or six on the play. Be third down for the Bears.
Galloway with the catch for the Bears. He took a nice hit at the end of that play, but managed to hold on, and we'll give him six, short seven, long six there.
I'd say seven.
We'll give him seven.
Give him seven on the play. Make it third down and three for the Bears from their own 27-yard line.
Lee, 10 of 13 for 78 yards here in the first half.
Sophomore's looking good here in the early going. Two backs with him this time on third and three.
There you go.
Off to the running back. He's got a first down. And more than that, he's over the 35, up near the 30, near the 40-yard line. He's driven back, but a good run by Shortrick.
We'll give him 12 and a first down for the Bears. And, you know, you used to think, well, you've got to establish the run, get the pass going. And really, the Bears have established the pass, and now that made that run work really well because the Yellow Jackets were staying back looking for those short passes, and they were able to get Shortridge to a pretty good open field action for a first down.
First and 10 Bears, ball at their own 40-yard line. Lee gets the snap out of the gun. He throws, got two men out there. He completes it short yardage this time, up to about the 46-yard line.
Epperly. Again with the catch.
Epperly.
McCune, rather.
McCune?
No, Epperly. Sorry. Epperly.
Is Epperly new to the program this year? I don't remember that name from last year.
He's been around, but obviously he's taken a step and had a good night here in the first half.
Yeah, 7-yard gain on the play. Gave him a full seven up to the 47, second down and three for the Bears. Clock running near the midway point of the second quarter. Lee on second down and short. It's the snap. Has time this time. Dancing around out there. Now he's in a little bit of trouble. Rolls to his right all the way across the field. Just takes off and runs for the first down. Hit the first down marker. We'll see if he got it or not.
Ooh, he went
hard.
Diving into the Mountain View sideline. Pops up and he's right back over. But, they're going to spot him well short. That was a lot of running for Lee for no gain is what they're going to end up giving him.
Third down and two for the Bears.
They're going to move the spot back.
Third and two, still third and two.
Yeah.
Lee in the shotgun.
Oh, all kinds of movement.
Don't know who moved first, but everybody moved.
Yeah, we'll see if Mountain View clearly broke through, but were they drawn offsides by the Bears?
Officials are talking about it. Not much discussion there.
Yeah, it's going to be on the Bears, and that's a costly, makes a third and short, a third and long. And the sixth penalty of the half for Willow.
Takes the ball back to the 43-yard line of the Bears. Be third down and seven for the Bears now.
Halfway through the second quarter, Willow leading Mountain View 15-13. Mountain View, Arkansas. Non-conference first game of the 100th season of Willow Springs Bear football. A big crowd tonight at Polinski Field, enjoying a really nice August evening.
Third down and long. Lee rolls to his left, looking to throw, comes back across his body, got his man, but he dropped it.
There's a flag in midfield. Epperly would have been a nice catch, juggled it, and just couldn't quite hold on. It would have been a first down. And man, Lee did a great job just to get rid of that across his body. But we'll see what the flag is. They're going to pick it up. No flag on play. So it'll be fourth and long in a punting situation for the Bears.
Still haven't picked up the flag. Yellow Jacket player picks it up and hands it to the official, and he sticks it in his back pocket. Okay. Bears to punt it away on fourth down and seven. Scarborough is the punter, right?
Yes.
He dropped it. Got it. There is the punt.
Oh.
Not very long. It's high, but not very long, but that's okay for the Bears. Well, it takes a pretty good roll inside the 30 down to the 20, 25, maybe 24-yard line. That's where the, really that punt wasn't that bad.
No, it just went really high.
It didn't look good, but it got a nice roll, and that helped it out. So,
and it wasn't returned, and with
yeah.
a guy like
Cook, you don't want to return.
Quick score update: Liberty leading Stratford 16-0. They're closing in on halftime, and we'll have score updates. Ball sports focus also coming up at halftime. Tennis, volleyball, cross country, band. We'll take a look at all of it. Mountain Home leading West Plains 21-7. Now, I'm not sure who the coach is at West Plains. Coach Wyatt is not there anymore. Coach Airy at Mountain Home, coming back to Howell County tonight.
First and 10 for the Yellow Jackets here. Long in the shotgun. Nobody back there with him. He's alone. Has a man in motion. Fakes to him. Now throws a little short pass. Completes it. And the running back is still on his feet. All of the Bear defense chasing him. Finally get him out of bounds near midfield. That was long. He's a runner.
Cook, yeah,
he
caught it in space, and man, you don't want that guy to have it.
There were about six Bears chasing him, and finally they just smothered him at about the 49-yard line. So a big gain on the play for the Yellow Jackets up to the 49, first and 10. Sidearm throw from long too. Just a nice catch by Cook, and then he ran. Good run. First and 10 from the 49. Long, a quarterback, man in motion to the near side of the field. Motion man has the ball and a missed tackle over there on the far side. He's down the far sideline and stepped out of bounds somewhere over there, or he would have gone the distance.
The handoff to Tyler Newton. And so two big plays to start this drive for the Yellow Jackets, and they're quickly deep into Bear territory.
Took it all the way down to the 35, so a 16-yard gain on that play. And it will be first and 10 for Mountain View, Arkansas. First time, I think, probably in history that the Bears have ever played Mountain View, Arkansas. Long at quarterback. Keeps his wide receivers in short, and he goes to the near side of the field. The flag goes down and stops the play.
Ball starts on Mountain View. Both these teams kind of shooting themselves in the foot when they get drives going.
A little.
Start getting some penalties.
The first game, get that out of the way. Get those penalties. Try not to have them accumulate too much here in the first game, but you're going to get some. First and 15 now, about ball back at the 40-yard line.
Mountain View is going to take a timeout.
So we got timeout on the field with 5:12 to go in the first half, with the Bears from Willow leading the Yellow Jackets from Mountain View 15-13. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Left to go in the first half here with the Bears holding on to a two-point lead, but the Yellow Jackets have the ball inside Bear territory at the 40-yard line, and they've got it first down and 15 at the 40-yard line. Yellow Jackets took that time out to set up their plays that they're going to use here in this series. Lots of wide receivers out there for the Yellow Jackets. Long is the quarterback. He has options to throw to. Gets the snap. Wants to throw. Run out of time. And down he goes at midfield. Good job of the Bear defense.
Two or three Bears were there.
First sack of the night for the Bears.
Down long by another Bear.
Several Bears there, and I'd love to give them some credit, but they all did a nice job. There were two or three back there to wrap him up, and a loss of 8 on the play.
Second down, 23 yards to go. They're back at the 48-yard line now. But they make up yardage in big chunks sometimes.
Get the ball to Cook, and he can get that back pretty quick.
Long in the shotgun for Mountain View. Gets the snap. Throws a little sideline pattern on the far side of the field. Player is brought down at about the 40-yard line, so a gain of about 8 on the play, but third down and about 13, maybe, something like that.
Long's been very efficient, 7 of 9 in the first half for 98 yards. Doesn't miss very often. I like to see the Bears getting some pressure on him a couple plays back with that sack. And
spot the ball back at the 42. So it's going to be third down and 16 for Mountain View, but they're in four down territory, obviously. Long splits out his field. He has four wide outs, one back in with him. Gets the snap, wants to throw quickly, and does. Got a man down there.
Great job by the Bears to break it up.
No flags.
No flags.
That was a great defensive job.
And I believe it was John Baugh. No, it was McCune broke that, that play up.
He did a great job because his receiver was taller than he was, but he had the inside. McCune had the inside on him, so it was difficult for the receiver to reach over McCune, and McCune actually knocked the ball down. So fourth down and 16. Yellow Jackets will go for it here, I'm sure, with 4:11 left to go in the half and at the Bear 42-yard line.
Number four is McCune, and I think I've been calling him up early, but that is McCune wearing number four. We'll eventually get all these numbers.
We got another timeout.
Program, correct. Timeout, Mountain View with 4:11 to go in the half. We'll take a 60-second time away. You're listening to Willow Springs Bear Football on KUKU.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
4:11 left to go here in the first half. Yellow Jackets taking a timeout.
Well, not only was there a timeout, there was a penalty at the end of that play. A personal foul on the Yellow Jackets. So a 15-yarder after the play. So in between the play and the timeout, there was a penalty in there. And the Mountain View coach is still talking it over with the officials. Not real happy with that, obviously, as the Yellow Jackets, that moves them all the way back into Bear territory and probably pushes them into a punting situation.
Fourth down and 32 now for the Yellow Jackets. Bears can kind of play prevent defense, but you got to look out for Cook. You got to keep several on him.
Yeah, always.
Or not Cook, but yeah, Cook.
Long. Yeah, Cook. Cook and Long. Cook and Long.
Cook and Long.
Long is the quarterback. Cook is the speedster. And Long does the quarterbacking and the punting, so they like to shift him in there as to what are we going to do. But probably going to be punting this away. Well, now they move him to a wide receiver spot. And they put number three, Newton, in there. He's
okay,
going to punt.
Okay, he's going to punt. And it does, gets it away. Bear's going to let it go. And
wisely.
It doesn't go far.
Yeah.
30-yard line or just inside the 30, Bears will take it over. Leading 15-13, they'll put it in play. So, yeah, I never did see a call on that foul.
You know, I thought I saw a flag over on the far side of the field, but there was no official signal until the PA set it right after the timeout. So, regardless, the Bear defense gets another stop, helped out a lot by the Yellow Jackets turnover, their penalties, and McCune had the play of the drive there to knock down that big pass.
Right. And really, they put pressure on Long for the first time, too, in that drive. Okay, Bears take it over, first and 10 at the 29-yard line. Lee, the quarterback, gets the snap.
Keeps it.
Keeps the ball, pitches late, and the running back gets up over the 35 and out of bounds.
Ooh. Ooh. Pushing and shoving and
swinging
and hitting and kind of a scrum afterwards, and nobody wants to see it. Coaches are involved. It was on the Bears sideline. There was a yellow jacket that came in with a late hit. And then that just kind of
fire. It was right in the Bear camp, you know. Yeah. All of the players were standing there where the play ended up. So we have to separate. Kids, get them separated. Flag goes.
Lots of flags.
Flags and more flags. So, you know, that kind of thing can get players thrown out of the game.
Yeah, that's terrible. You don't want to see any of that. You know, football, well, all sports kind of breed that intensity, but football, of all the others,
escalates it to
a whole other level. You're out there, you know, actively trying to hit people, and you get something that happens to your brother, and you want to jump up and get involved, and unfortunately, it just kind of turned into a big fight.
I had not seen anything like that in a long time.
Had a coach several years ago that would say things are getting chippy. They went a little beyond chippy there, and some fists were flying, and the athletic director is on his way down. There will be some repercussions from this, and I don't envy the officials having to work out how to operate. I'm pretty confident it would have been a personal foul on Mountain View at the end of the play if it had stayed at that. But after the hit, the Willow guys started pushing and mouthing, and then here comes the other Mountain View guys, and then it just turned into a brawl. And I don't know how you sort that out other than to say we're going to warn both teams and let's stop this and go play ball. And if anybody else does something, you're gone.
You're ejected from the game. Yeah. Still looking at the clouds. Beautiful clouds tonight. So
way to find the positive.
If you want to step outside on the deck and take a look at the clouds tonight, it is just absolutely fascinating. And while we sort this out on the gridiron, it's taken a while.
Maybe both teams need to look up at the clouds and just take a deep breath here.
I think so. Need to breathe.
Realize that, hey, some things are just...
Yeah, it's only football.
Right.
I mean, it's a game.
Right.
So
we have a tendency to make things way more important than they need to be. But obviously we want to get things right, and that's what the officials are trying to do here. One of them's got a notepad and a pen out, so they're collecting
numbers,
some data and numbers, and I don't know. Chris Rutledge hopefully is getting all this, and he's going to tell the fans, and he can tell me, too, because I have no clue what they're going to do with all this. It was a nice little run. I didn't even see who the back was. He got
covered
up so quickly on the sideline there, but it was a good run, and the Bears will have the ball. Other than that, we don't really know. 3:52 to go in the first half. Willow leading 15-13. And I'd like for the Bears to have a kind of a longer drive here and run out the rest of the half and go into the locker room with the lead.
But kind of feel for the officials, too, in a situation like that, because it really is tough to figure out which rule are we going to enforce here and what rule comes first and what rule is priority over the other rule. And
you've got like 50 kids out there. So from every different angle or perspective, well, somebody did this to me and I did this to them. And, you know, trying to sort through the guilt here is probably overwhelming, which is why it's probably going to end up being some warnings, unless they saw something that made them say, no, this person has to leave the game. I did see some guys on both sides trying to throw fists, and I know that'll get you kicked out of a game. So Mountain View is, their coach is bringing them onto the field, and they're huddling up together.
Well, now the officials are walking across the field to the Mountain View side, including the man in the white hat who has to make he's the guy that has to make final decisions.
And I'll take this moment to remind you that we are live streaming on YouTube. Bear Media does that live stream, and you can go back and see the action. I'm not sure what they got on video, but if you're curious as to the event that transpired that led to all this chatter, you can go back and see for yourself. They're still talking. Mountain View's football team is back on the sideline. Now the Bears' offense is huddling up and trying to get
maybe
ready
we'll,
to go.
We'll,
Coach Brookshire, Coach Lee, Coach Swallum are all down there trying to get everybody sorted out. Coach Henley, haven't had a chance to welcome Triton back to the family as a coach. Now we call Triton's a lot of Triton games in football and basketball, and it's good to have him in coach's gear for the Bears. Official still meeting at midfield. Coach Swallum is waiting patiently with his hands behind his back for them to read the judgment. We should have taken a break.
Well,
but
we didn't realize it was going to be this long.
Drama always takes longer than it should, right?
The clouds are beginning to fade a bit now, so you can come in from the deck from watching the clouds, and we'll resume football action here pretty soon. Although the moon is peeking through the cloud, we've got about a half crescent moon up there. So
a half crescent. Yeah.
It's a half crescent, and it's waning right now, or waxing. I'm sorry, it's waxing.
Get all kinds of entertainment when you listen to KUKU. Nothing has been said over the public address system.
Here we go.
Personal foul on Mountain View. Personal foul on Willow Springs. Personal foul on Willow Springs. Personal foul on Mountain View. Those penalties offset, and we will. I mean, I think they were after the play, so you'd have to count the run, right?
Yeah, I think so. Don't know.
So two personal fouls apiece and nothing really changed.
Don't know if anybody was ejected.
Right, and that's information that's hard to tell from up here. I will get that information at halftime and see if anybody was actually ejected. But it doesn't look like that's the case. But obviously, if you see somebody missing, then.
Bears are back out on the field ready to play. Here come the Yellow Jackets. So I think we're about to resume action with 3:52 left to go in the first half after that rather disturbing incident the Bears sideline. Just it was not pleasant.
We'll see where they want to spot the ball. And
I think they're gonna
should have spotted it at the end of the run.
Yeah, I think they are.
But they've not moved yardsticks yet or put the football down. Still 3:52 to go in the half. The Willow Springs Bear Pride Band is primed and ready for their halftime performance. Ball will be set at the 44-yard line, and it's a first down for the Bears. I'm not sure that he got a first down on that run, but that's where they're going to mark it.
That's all right.
First and 10 from their own 44-yard line. Or 45. They moved it up a little bit. 46. Keep moving it a little bit.
About to resume action here.
Whew. That was a long, dramatic pause, and now we're ready to go.
From the 46, first and 10 for the Bears. They're in their own territory still. Lee at quarterback.
No, we can't quite go yet. The officials are going to run over and talk to the Willow sideline. This has got to be tough for the kids. You know, it's just hard to keep your head in the game and stay focused when, you know, your adrenaline's already pumping and now you've basically had a hallway fight on the field and now you got to go play these guys again.
And
remember plays.
And they've got to play you.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes both ways.
All right. After the back official came over
the
and talked
judge,
with the Willow sideline, we're ready to go, first and 10.
From the 46, Lee at quarterback, gets the snap, drops two steps, throws long. Got a man out there, ooh, right off his fingertips.
Just overthrew him a little bit. Galloway it beat his defenders, and
yes.
He had an opening, and Lee put a good spin on it, but just a little overthrown.
It would have been six for the Bears had he caught that right down the near sideline. So second and 10 for the Bears as they wanted to strike quick.
I like the play call there, too, coming out of that big scrum. Why not just go big?
Second down and 10. Four wide receivers, two on each side of Lee. Keeps the back end with him. He keeps the ball. Running to the far side of the field, makes the turn, gets about five before he's brought down at midfield. So it'll be third down and about six for the Bears.
Really impressed with Lee tonight. I think last year really served him well to kind of be the QB in waiting behind Rodgers.
Yeah.
And really got to learn the offense. And we knew he was a good athlete as a freshman, but looks poised as a sophomore.
He does. He does. He gained a lot last year. Third down and five now for the Bears. Ball is at the Yellow Jacket 49-yard line. Lee puts a man in motion behind him. Hands it off up the middle. Ooh.
Nothing.
Nothing there.
Give him a yard. It's Shortridge. The Bears are trying some misdirection, and Mountain View didn't go for it. They didn't bite and tried to catch him with Shortridge up the middle, but we'll give him a yard, and that's it. Now fourth down. And
fourth down about
four. If the Bears want to go for it, they're just inside Mountain View territory.
2:30 left to go in the half.
Oh, the Bears jump offside. Oh.
Hmm. Well, that killed that drive.
Yep, that probably turns a potential fourth down conversion into a punt situation.
Yep.
With 2:28 left to go in the half, and I know Coach Schwalem and the Bears did not want to give the ball back to Mountain View with time left in the second half. Willow leading 15-13, 2:28 to go in what has turned into a very long second quarter.
Yeah.
Bears shift personnel, and Scarborough will punt.
Deep back stands back at about the 25 for Mountain View. There's the snap, and the kick is away. It's a pretty good one. High, and taken at the 25.
Look out.
Here he comes. 40, 45, and down at the 50-yard line.
And there comes a late flag as coaches and the side. I didn't see anything, but the crowd reaction told me everything I needed to know. That
block in the
something
back.
Something happened at the end of that. Probably a block in the back. And that it is a block in the back on Mountain View, so that will negate a big run back by Cook. Scarborough eventually had to make the tackle, the punter, at the 50-yard line. So you never want your punter to be making the tackle on a return.
No, not a good thing.
So it was at the 50, but that's going to mark it back, and we'll see where the spot of the foul was, and we'll let the officials sort all of that out.
They've earned
their paycheck.
They have worked overtime already, and we're not even at halftime. So we're going to mark the ball probably back about the 35, I'm guessing. 38-yard line.
Still 2:11 to go in the half.
Yeah, lots of time. Well, it's the time for this Yellow Jacket offense. Long at quarterback, puts a man in motion near side of the field, hands off to the second back. Bears did a good job of beating that. Fumble on the play, but I think the Yellow Jackets got it back.
They fell on it, recovered the fumble, but a 3-yard loss on the play. Mannon was the ball carrier. And the Yellow Jackets tried a little misdirection there, and the Bears really read it well and stuck right to Mannon.
Clock moving with a minute 43 left to go in the half. Second down and 12 now for the Yellow Jackets back at their own 36. Long quarterback in the gun, gets the snap. Wants to throw, going deep. He goes way out there, way deep, and it is incomplete.
Overthrown. And you don't see that from Long very often, as he just overthrew the ball. The receiver was still a couple of steps behind.
In case you're just tuning in,
incomplete pass.
Just tuning in, it's 15-13 Bears with a minute 23 left to go in the half. We haven't said that in a while because of all the other
activities that have been going on between the sidelines. Third down and 12, long at quarterback. Man in motion to the left.
There he goes.
Motion man gets the ball, and he is down.
Fourth collar tackle,
that's
though, at the 40.
15 yards.
So that'll put Mountain View in Bear territory. It'll be a 5-yard run and then a 15-yard penalty against the Bears. Galloway with the tackle, but also committed the penalty.
That'll be at about the 43.
No, face mask.
Yeah,
okay. Either way. But
either way, it's 15 yards.
Far side line and a little far for our eyes.
Is there
an official
player down
timeout?
There?
There is a player down. The Mountain View players is on a knee. Now gingerly getting up and walking off under his own power. A minute 14 to go in the half, and this will move the ball
into Bear
territory.
Larry
said at the 43-yard line. So now the Yellow Jackets have an opportunity to regain the lead before halftime.
Takes the ball all the way down to the Bear. They're going to put the ball 45.
43.
Yeah, there's the ball. 43-yard line. First and 10 for Mountain View at the Bear 43. So Bear defense put to a test here. Got to create a stop against the spread offense of the Yellow Jackets. They've got three wide receivers near side of the field. And a little razzle-dazzle. Got him about 3 yards.
Flag at the end of the play.
A running play. Gets him down to the 40-yard line. Another flag. Looks like this one's going to be against Mountain View.
Hold would be my guess. I was looking down when the official made the call.
I don't think it's a hold. Well, maybe it is. It's going to be brought back to the 50.
Yeah, holding.
Okay.
So another 10-yard penalty on the Yellow Jackets. Both these teams kind of turned into a penalty fest.
It's a bit ragged. First 17 now. Long drops back. Wants to throw. Throws out there on the run. And
did he catch it?
A
rolling grab right at the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Keeps the clock moving at 45 seconds.
So it'll be second down now and about 11 for the Yellow Jackets. Ball is at the Bear 44-yard line. Timeout on the field.
Timeout with 41 seconds to go in the half. We'll come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
G&W Foods in downtown Woodlow Springs is still your local hometown grocer, where you will always find fresh meats and a full-time butcher, fresh produce, staff to help you find what you're looking for, and even someone to sack and carry out your groceries. And if that's not enough reason to shop G&W Foods, they now have Pick 5 for 25 items. Save even more when you purchase 5 items with the Pick 5 label for $25. Make your hometown grocer, G&W Foods, in downtown Woodlow Springs.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Probably his mouth. Anyway, 41 seconds left to go in the first half of the ball game. Been entertaining, long first half. Bears leading by 2. Mountain View's got the ball. Second down and 11 at the Willow Springs 44-yard line. A lot of penalties, lots of excitement in the game. Long at quarterback, man in motion. Motion man gets the ball, wants to throw. Got a man wide open out there.
That's a penalty. Yeah, you can't do that.
And a flag goes down.
Oh, Yeah, the Bears, I think the ball might have been short anyway, but the Bear defender just unloaded his Galloway as he hit the intended receiver when it didn't give him any chance to make a play on the ball, and that's an easy pass interference call.
But did he catch it?
No, he did not. He had no chance to catch it after Galloway. It was a good hit. Just you just can't do that, though, and when the ball's on the way to the receiver. So another penalty.
This one against the Bears.
Willow, yeah.
Comes with 33 seconds left to go in the half. So, let's see. That'll take the ball down to about the 30 or the 29, something like that, 28-yard line.
Yeah, first down, obviously, and Bears just need the clock to run for 33 seconds here. Yellow Jackets have one timeout left.
They had a trick play that time, almost worked for them. Long at quarterback, gets the snap, wants to throw, retreating, throw.
Intercepted, picked off by the Bears.
They're coming down the far sidelines up to the 50-yard line. The interceptor's still on his feet. He's at the 40. He may go all the way. He will. It is a touchdown. Willow Springs on an interception.
Anthony Shortridge.
A lot of pressure on the quarterback caused that, Marty.
Absolutely.
That throw to be thrown off, and Shortridge picked it off and ran it back about 80 yards.
About 90, wasn't it? 80 at least. Yeah, 80 yards. Interception return for a touchdown with 13 seconds left in the half.
Ugh.
Now a Bear down with a cramp after that long run, but that's how quick momentum can change. And a guy that is so efficient at quarterback in long just threw it right to Shortridge. He didn't even have to hardly move to
long,
make that interception.
Long was under pressure, Marty, at that time. The Bears had put one man in there to pressure him, or one man got back there to him to pressure him, and that caused it to be off target. And a good interception and run back for a score by Shortridge.
Yeah, the run back was, again, then you got the running back who just had the ball on an interception. So did a great job weaving through traffic and taking it all the way back for the score. And now the Bears have a chance to go up by two scores going into halftime. It's an 8-point lead now, and if Wake can tack on an extra point here, it'll make it a 9-point game with 13.6 seconds left to go in the half.
Bears going for the extra point here.
The two turnovers by Mountain View have been very costly. The interception directly leads to a touchdown, and the fumble they had earlier gave the Bears the ball in the red zone.
Right. Ball is down, kick is up. It looks good. And it is. So with 13 and a half seconds left to go here in the first half of play, the Bears tack on seven more and go up 22-13 over the Mountain View Yellow Jackets. We'll be back in 60. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
So you bought the Chevy Trail Boss for the farm, but somehow her coffee's in the cup holder and the seat's set just right for her. And now she's taking it on her shopping trip. Guess whose truck it is now? Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey, personally inviting you to come to Bailey Chevy GMC to find your new truck today.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Bears get ready to kick it off with 13 seconds. Don't throw these seconds away. They might, they've got a real speedster back there to bring the ball back. And he has shown a difficulty in the Bears defending him. There's the kick into the air. It gets by the defender. Now he picks it up at the 10-yard line, back up to the 12.
stepped out of bounds.
Bears running him out of bounds at about the 25-yard line with 6.4 seconds on the clock. I don't see any flags on the play. Penalties be interesting, Marty, to figure that up. That'll take you 4 or 5 minutes. Wow.
Four penalties that didn't result in any yardage lost,
no.
but did eat up a bunch of our time tonight. So probably time for one, maybe two plays here for Mountain View, and the Bears just want to keep everybody in front. Don't let anybody get behind you, especially if their last name is Cook. 9-point lead for the Bears, and I think that two-point conversion might be significant. These two teams are pretty evenly matched.
They are.
That's an important point that's up there for the Bears.
Long, and quarterback gets the snap.
Going to run.
Hands off. Ooh.
No gain.
Nothing there for the ball carrier. And that is the end of the first half of play. With the score, Willow Springs 22, Mountain View, Arkansas 13. We will be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Willow Springs Bear Football on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains, new beginnings, endless possibilities.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days.